Jaguars hit the practice field on Wednesday to get things going for the Raiders come Sunday. And the story of the day was offensive tempo. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Upper Deck version of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. The fourth quarter come-from-behind win in Chicago last week featured the no-huddle, up-tempo offense that seems to fit Blake Bortles whenever they break it out. The question this week is if it's just a tool for Greg Olsen to use occasionally or whether it's the Jaguars' entire offensive personality.
I feel comfortable in it. Feel good in it. I feel as though, our offense feels good and comfortable in it, and we do a good job of moving the ball. So it's, definitely good to see that, have confidence in that package.
None of us are satisfied with the way we've performed this year. And that's what we're all in here trying to figure out is a way to get going offensively. We know how important it is. We know the talent we have on this team, and it's up to us to get the most out of it.
What was clear on Wednesday in the Jaguars' locker room is that the players really like the idea of playing fast. What was equally clear was that they didn't want to call for it, instead deferring to Olsen and head coach Gus Bradley's judgment. Jalen Ramsey's remarkable second half in Chicago on Sunday was a big moment for the Jaguars' defense. He not only completely shut down Alshon Jeffrey, the Bears' Pro Bowl wide receiver, who took him to school in the first half, he made the game-saving play.
Well, we were blessed, obviously with a good corner, a couple of good corners in Seattle, and we're blessed now where I think we got three good corners. But, we've always known that Jalen's going to be special, and when they have a marquee wide receiver, we're going to challenge him each and every week.
That performance, plus the strong play of fellow corners Aaron Colvin and Prince Amukamara, gives defensive coordinator Todd Wash a lot of confidence and a lot of latitude to call his defense. A few notes to share with you from in and around Everbank Field on Wednesday. Gus Bradley has a pretty healthy team for the second consecutive week. Jared Odrick and Allen Hurns were both on the field on Wednesday. Two guys who were not are Prince Amukamara and defensive tackle Avery Jones, who both set out with a hamstring issue. Amukamara, you'll recall, missed the Chargers and Ravens game with the same injury. We'll have plenty on Jack Del Rio's return to Jacksonville in tomorrow's Inside the Jaguars, but it's worth noting that the record against Tom Coughlin and Mike Mularkey, both former Jags coaches, is 2-2, with a 1-1 mark against both. But they're 2-0 against their former coaches here at Everbank Field. That'll do it for this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. We'll talk to you tomorrow.